From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Explosions and gunfire rang out today across Mumbai, India. Commandos fought to free hostages held in two luxury hotels and a Jewish center. Yesterday, militants armed with guns and grenades launched a series of violent assaults. At least 120 people are dead. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Mumbai.
One of the noisiest cities in the world has been shocked into silence. We're just a few dozen yards from the Taj Mahal Hotel, the most prestigious of the 10 targets chosen by Islamist militants who stormed into Mumbai Wednesday night. A few moments ago, there was a big explosion. Smoke and flames are pouring out of the hotel into the clear blue afternoon sky. The police say Indian commandos are going through the building room by room, freeing trapped customers and seeking out the last of the gunmen. We're standing in the shadow of the hotel's tower in a lane concealed by a colonnade. Tourists usually wander these back streets looking for bargains in the arts and crafts shops. Not today.
It's very eerie. It's pretty silent here. But behind every other pillar, I can see commandos or plainclothes security agents, all of them carrying Kalashnikovs or one other form of weapon, and intently staring upward at the hotel in front of me.
Many hours have elapsed since gunmen blasted their way into the Taj, a landmark on the Mumbai waterfront more used to admitting film stars and princes than armed fanatics. Stories poured in today from survivors of the multiple attacks on India's commercial capital, once known as Bombay. The gunmen, some of whom may have landed by boat, attacked a railway station, a Jewish centre and hospitals. They also struck at Mumbai's five-star Oberoi Trident Hotel. As night fell, a siege was continuing at that building. Reports say militants may be holding up to 30 people hostage there. Dozens of guests are thought to be trapped in their rooms. When Brooke Satchwell, an Australian actress, realised what was happening, she hid in a cupboard.
They climbed in there. We could hear the machine guns outside, quite close. And the two of the men at one end kept opening the doors, which was absolutely terrifying, and going back out and coming back in. And they were saying there was a dead body out the side, the bathroom, and also they were seeing people getting shot in the hallway.
Indians are outraged by these attacks. They aren't the first. There's been a wave of bombings in Indian cities. Mumbai has been hit before. Just over 2 years ago, several hundred people were killed in a wave of coordinated bombings on Mumbai's commuter trains. Pakistan's condemned the latest attacks. But India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh today made a televised address to the nation and blamed what he called external forces.
It is evident that the group which carried out these attacks, based outside the country, had come with single-minded determination to create havoc in the commercial capital of the country.
Officials say nearly 300 people were injured, many seriously, in the attacks around the city. At this crowded Mumbai hospital, anxious relatives are awaiting news. Dr. Shashi Pavar has been working all night.
20% of the total patients which we have got, they were almost something suffering from the burn injuries due to the explosives, and other 80% were suffering injuries due to the bullet injuries. Like, you know, like we had some pellets, the bullet penetrated throughout the body and all.
Mumbai is a very vibrant, very friendly, incredibly safe city. You know, I've been living here for 4 years and walk around everywhere in the roughest areas. I've never even had my pocket picked.
That's Peter Keep, a British businessman. Keep spent most of last night at a hospital because one of his co-workers was shot and injured. His colleague was sitting in Cafe Leopold's, one of Mumbai's most popular tourist bars, when a couple of gunmen walked in and opened fire. Keep lives near the Taj Mahal Hotel. He eventually established his colleague was going to be okay and went home. This is what he saw when he got there.
About 3:30 in the morning, flames coming out of the roof of the Taj and this tower here on the right. We could hear explosions, gunfire, and people calling for help who are trapped in the rooms here.
Tonight, the people of Mumbai are trying to understand what's happened. Narajan Harjan Rai is a young businessman. He and many others here see these attacks as India's 9/11, considering them an attempt to undermine India's chances of becoming a world economic power.
This is probably equal to the World Trade Center, because the Taj and the Oberoi are the symbols of growth. Most of the business leaders and all They congregate over here at the Taj or the Oberoi.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Mumbai.